Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen. Follow them now on iTunes. I promise you won't, I mean you will be entertained.
Yes, welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show. No.
Was that Smithers?
Yeah, calm down, Smithers.
Welcome. This is Strange.
I am the Chameleon. Oh my gosh.
So much to talk about. Jeez. Wow. Well,
You go ahead and go first. Ladies first.
Okay, great. All right. Let's get to it. Well, it is the 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time.
Oh.
Well, it was Saturday yesterday, and, you know, the neighborhood gets packed with parked cars of families visiting, right? It seems like Monday through Fridays, they work jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily love, okay? And then on Saturday, they check in with each other to, like, make sure they're still alive.
Right.
I think that's
the MO. Yeah, I can relate.
I think that's the MO. But last week, you mentioned about a beautiful little drone you purchased.
Well, basically, I bought a drone. I was very excited. I bought a drone, and I was excited to play with it and everything. And I told everyone that, hey, we're going to bring it by the studio. It'd be cool. You'll be able to kind of serve me drinks and everything. And so what happened was I was testing it out. And it uses Wi-Fi. How it works is basically like it uses a Wi-Fi connection that's built in. So, and I have this controller, which is my phone. I download the app. That's my controller. And the controller comes with it.
Okay.
And then so I attach. And so basically the Wi-Fi signal communicates and I'm able to drive, fly the drone. And so what happened was...
Is that what it does?
Yeah, exactly. So I was having a good time. It was doing its thing, and it was going up and down. And all of a sudden, it just had a mind of its own. And it just took control, and it started heading towards the street.
Oh, no.
And I was like, no, because it was like very low at the... Where if a car passes by, I mean, that's it. It might hit his windshield. It might go through. I'm looking at a lawsuit. You know?
Oh, yeah. Especially if someone gets killed.
Right. If something happens. I was mostly fearing because I didn't want it to hit my house. So if, let's say, the car moved out of the way and it was like, and then.
Oh, right. Because the corner house.
Right. Yeah. So.
Damn.
I wasn't really too concerned. I was concerned about my, my drone. But initially, I was more concerned of other people. And I was like, oh. So I basically started to go, and I just simulated it down so it can just go to the floor. And then this big truck comes by. I think the name read like Drone Crusher or something. And it just started, it just ran over my drone. And so it just kind of took control, landed, and a truck ran it over. So I have no drone anymore, and I spent a lot of money on it.
Jeez.
So I got to contact China.
Yeah, you know what? When you mentioned that it was from China, I told you last week, I was like, good luck with that.
But I want my drone.
And you know what's funny is that you ran inside the house crying just like that, holding the drone.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
A little bit.
All right.
Anyways, I gotta say, I was pretty impressed that the drone didn't crumble in a million pieces.
That's true. It was pretty sturdy.
It really
like
was.
Like, all the blades were pretty much intact almost, except like one or two were bent.
Yeah, just a little bent.
And I tested the Wi-Fi, and it can still turn on and do its thing.
And
I was pretty impressed.
The camera was still good.
Still good.
Was still working.
That's right.
But, and you could still, some of the little propellers.
Correct.
They were still working, but it was like the ones in the back that were really crushed, so it couldn't elevate anymore.
Right. It was worthless at that point. So
yeah, but I was really impressed that it wasn't completely a goner. I mean, if you take it to like a drone expert, any drone experts out there?
Anybody out there? Come on, help
anybody
out
there? Just you need a drone expert. You know how there are people that fix iPhone screens.
True. Yeah.
You know, that could
I know
be the next
people.
Business, actually.
There you go.
You
ooh,
heard
drone
it here
repair.
First.
Drone repair.
Yes. Drone expert.
Ha ha. Yeah.
How come you say repair and I say expert?
Well, you know, I like the way that you said it. The expert.
That's
expert
right.
Sounds a lot more, you know.
It gives it more respect.
That's right. Yeah. I'm an expert on drones.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, okay.
Well, cool. Yeah. Well,
here's my credit card.
Take it. It's all yours.
Just take it.
Or PayPal.
PayPal.
That's another one. Well, on to top stories.
The top stories.
Live from LA Talk Radio with Strange and Chameleon. Actually,
all
it should just...
right.
It should just be me, really, because I'm the one.
That's right.
Yeah. It sounds better.
You are the anchor. It keeps this show...
anchored.
Anchored.
Just doesn't go anywhere. Well, 3D gun. Have you heard of those 3D guns?
You know, I have heard of 3Ds, and I did. I did hear about this.
Okay.
Yeah. But you go ahead. I mean, you got more to it, but I just
more
know
to
that
it.
I just, you know, I'll state my opinion after.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're also known as ghost guns and 3D guns, ghost guns, whatever they are. They are now officially a no after 1,000 blueprints for the AR-15 were downloaded last week and a judge blocked that from happening ever again.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine these blueprints on how to make an AR-15, which is the main weapon used in mass shootings?
Yeah.
This is insane. Why would anyone allow this? Oh, here we go.
Uh-huh. Who is it?
In June, the Trump administration settled a deal with Defense Distributed for this to pass. And right before it was blocked, the president tweeted, "Doesn't seem to make much sense." So I don't know if he, like, made the deal, if he read the deal, but yeah, it doesn't seem to make much sense. You know,
it doesn't mean to make much sense. Kind of sounds like him, right?
Not really.
No? Okay.
Somewhere like the homeless version.
The homeless version. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, we've heard of Trump derangement, but well, I'm calling this Second Amendment derangement.
Oh, okay.
Because who in their right mind would think this is okay, you know? It's just like handing out weapons to individuals you don't even know. They're not on the registry. They haven't gone through any backgrounds. Doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense, yeah.
Well, now, does Anna March ring a bell, Chameleon?
Well, I know a lot of Annas. Anna March, not April or June, but March. No, I'm not too sure, familiar with that person.
Well, Anna March is also known as Delaney Anderson, Nancy Cruz, Nancy Lott.
Nancy Lott.
She is a con artist who made a living pretending to be a literary agent. She was a self-professed literary agent using the fact that she once had her essay published on New York Times. She used that as fuel to claim to be something legit. And she slithered her way into big Hollywood parties and making connections. And no one ever really questioned her authenticity.
Okay.
In a Facebook group she created, there were several profiles that she had created, so they were fake.
Okay.
She pretended to be a woman of color, someone that had been abused or, you know, just underwent a lot of things that only women of color would understand.
Right.
And there were other writers, aspiring women of color, that were writers in that Facebook group. So she used that to her advantage. So she pretended that she was, there were these pretend customers of hers who, it was really her talking, bragging about her company. You get what I'm saying?
Got it. Yeah. I know those kind of people. Yep.
And so she created this facade. She would recruit aspiring writers. She would have these workshops, camp writing workshops.
A front, essentially.
Something that she would teach, supposedly, but 9 out of 10, those workshops were canceled. People had paid money in advance. They never saw a dime refunded. She was, of course, a huge crowdfunding addict, right? Because a lot of, you got to be careful with these crowdfundings. There are a lot of con artists in there, too.
That's
right. They want money for some project that will never take off.
Right.
And it's just beyond me how this woman was able to do this. The story broke out last June in the Los Angeles Times. And just recently, I read it through thelily.com. Which it was sent to me by a friend, and it really caught my eye. It's really scary because artists are so vulnerable. You know, artists feel things differently. We're very vulnerable creatures, and we're just, the artist is a prey.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've heard of everything that's come out with the whole Hollywood scandals and all that, and we gotta understand that this isn't just exclusive at studios and actors or actresses. It can also be, you can become prey. As long as you're an aspiring anything, you can fall victim to something like that. So it's really unfortunate. I was very sad to hear about this. But now, one of the victims quoted in the story that she found it so odd, right? How you can be endorsed by Oprah as a writer of color. You can be endorsed by Oprah, and still people would want to see your credentials.
Yeah.
But if you're a white woman that claims to be something just because you have the money, it's like no one batted an eye.
No one checks. No one double checks. They just take your word for it.
Exactly. And it's really sad.
It's really great. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's definitely. No, I'm just kidding. It's no. very, yeah.
It's sad on both ends. You
correct.
You know how so much going on.
So much.
And it really is frustrating.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I mean, I don't think, you know, first of all, what she's doing is wrong. And to, you know, manipulate and
right.
And just screw with people's heads like that, especially, you know, women of color. And it's just
WOC.
WOC. but I don't think it's that's totally not fair. And it's wrong. So, yeah. I mean, did they catch this person or is she still out there?
Well, she's been exposed.
Been exposed. Okay,
her
good.
Her website is still on annamarch.com.
Okay.
Her Twitter has been deleted.
Got it.
Because I clicked on the link on her website and it doesn't work.
Okay.
So I'm guessing it was deleted.
Yep.
And she had an internet magazine,
mm-hmm.
if you will, Roar magazine, where she would recruit women to write for her and encourage plagiarism if the editors didn't have a certain amount of stories or else you're gone. It's unfortunate. I can't believe someone would do that and get away with it for so
long. And get away for that long, yeah. That's kind of surprising. That, you know, someone didn't act on it sooner or what happened. Like, why did she do it for so long? And,
right.
you know, and some people are just,
you know,
sick in the head. And it's
also,
just, go ahead.
It's some people feel like And I'm not talking about the people that were directly deceived necessarily, but for example, the customers that paid money for those workshops and it was canceled, they never saw a dime. Some people feel like, and I've come across artists in the industry, like if they report this, no, I don't want that because I believe in karma. I've heard girls say that.
Yeah.
I'm like, but you're not doing anything wrong. You're simply speaking up for yourself on something that someone else is doing wrong to you. You know, taking your money, canceling something, that's not okay. There's the BB, the Better Business Bureau. BBB,
the BBB.
The BBB.
A BBB, BBB,
the FTC,
BBB.
There's the FTC. You know, there are all these sources, but sometimes people feel like guilt because they're the ones that have the conscience mind. And, you know, these people, they're just not conscientious, these other individuals, which is a shame.
Yeah.
But now...
Do you mind if I just kind of elaborate a little bit on your 3D gun? I know it's like from yesterday. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's fine.
No, just elaborate. You know, I'm all into 3D printing. And I definitely enjoy that, but yeah, definitely with the 3D guns, of how they're doing that is not, that's not acceptable at all. Just wanted
okay.
to add up.
Thank you.
Yeah, add my comment on that.
Wow. Okay. Moving
definitely.
On.
Definitely. Moving on.
Now our A-hole of the week.
Oh, yes.
This woman, you can check her out on our website, strangechameleonshow.com, A-hole of the week. Racist lady.
Racist.
Too hot for coffee. She threw coffee at these Hispanic workers that were contractors at an apartment complex. She was one of the residents, and she was like, who are you? No, you don't work here. You're just coming in here to try to steal stuff. They were trying to drive in. She started saying all these racist comments, you know, just lashing at them for no good reason. And towards the end, and this is caught on video by one of the guys, one of the victims, he caught video of the woman throwing hot coffee at his face. He called the cops. When the cops got there, he said to him that they couldn't arrest her because they weren't there when it happened. But it's like, but there's video.
Right, there's proof.
Yeah. And now people on social media, so they asked him, would you like to press charges? And then she would be arrested privately, kind of like, okay, well, when these charges go through the process of due process, then, you know, perhaps she'll get arrested. Now, he refused to press charges because he didn't want his work to be compromised since he, you know, was there through the as a contractor, the owners of
right.
the complex. And he was being criticized on social media for that. But that really shocked me because it's, hello, this is reality. Now, this is what a lot of Hispanic Latinos have to put up with, you
right.
know, or any minority where you can be discriminated against, sexually harassed,
right.
but you're just simply afraid to lose your job because no one else is going to pay your bills. These people on social media aren't lined up to pay your bills when you lose your job as
yeah.
a result. You know what I mean? And it's unfortunate that that is even a scenario that could happen simply by just you doing what's right, speaking up and taking such a step like that. But this is reality. This is... It's
exactly.
I mean, it's not a perfect world. You have to make tough decisions sometimes.
It makes me so mad that like people are like that out there. That
I was so mad.
Yeah, that kind of like, you know,
makes me want to talk to her though.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What would you say? What'd you say to her?
What happened to you?
What happened to you?
Why do you carry so much hate?
Yeah.
Why? Anyways, moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on. Oh,
oh man. So, you know, we all know about the fires. I mean, it's very sad that all this is happening. The fires erupting in the national forest, and it's getting out of control. Oh, I really hate it. And I wonder who is responsible for paying the damages the fires are doing to people's homes and the acres of land it's destroying. I wonder, you know. Is it the arsonists? when they're caught, right? I mean, that makes sense. You know, once the arsonists are caught, prosecuted and to the fullest. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Or how about the cigarette that the random a-hole threw out his window, his or her window, I guess.
Oh, it's his fault for sure.
For sure. I mean, you got to catch that guy, but how do you catch someone that like that? Or maybe, just maybe, could it be one of these multiple choice answers on the simple question I ask? Are you ready?
Yes. Hit it, chameleon.
All right. Yes.
What's up with this lame song?
What? What do you Smithers. All right, go to the second track. All right, here we go. Who owns the national forest in the U.S.?
Who?
Is it A, the American people? B, federal government? C, U.S. Department of Agriculture? D, the United States Forest Service?
Now, what do they do?
Well,
they manage forests.
They basically just do that. But I can't give you too much away. You're going to have to. What is the correct answer?
I'm going to say the United States Forest Service.
Are you sure about that?
No.
Okay. That's just a guess. Is that your final answer?
That's my final guess.
Incorrect. It's actually the American people. Yes.
The American people.
National forests are largely forest and woodland areas owned collectively by the American people.
Oh.
Through the federal government and managed by the United States Forest Service.
Oh, wow.
Which is actually a division of the United States Department of Agriculture. See how I did that?
Oh, yeah.
See how I did that?
I saw that.
Oh, all right. Boy. Well, according to a 2017 article on Reuters.com.
Wait, what?
Reuters.com.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Hooters.
Oh, no. Reuters with an R, right. Sonny Perdue. Pardon, Perdue. He's actually a U.S. Agriculture Secretary. And he says, Forest Service spending on fire suppression in recent years has gone from 15% of the budget to 55%, or maybe even more, which means we have to keep borrowing from funds that are intended for forest management.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the cost of fighting U.S. wildfires topped $2 billion in 2017.
Jeez. That
well, that's a lot. And all that coming from the Department of Agriculture, the Forest Service are getting the loans from the state. And it's just, it's horrible. You know, Perdue actually followed up with Congress should treat major wildfires like other large-scale disasters that are covered by emergency funds.
Okay, I actually agree with this.
Do you?
Yes.
Me too.
I do. And what kind of name is Perdue, though? I'm sorry, I'm still stuck
I'm
on
still,
that.
yeah. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that we need to take safety measures. That's what I think. And we did just that. We compiled a list of 5 steps to put out a fire to help reduce these costs.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Now.
We did. Okay.
Yeah. Can you name one of the steps to put out a fire? See, it's my turn now.
Okay. Yes, I can. Stop. Rock and roll.
No.
Okay. Use your significant other as a shield.
No, that's not on the list, chameleon. No.
Okay.
Jeez.
Pee on the fire.
Well, you especially don't want to do that. And wait a minute, isn't that how you burn off your
pee? Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Okay. Well, any other guesses?
Well, you can dance around the fire yelling, I didn't start the fire.
No. That's ironic too, but no.
Okay. All right. This is it. Throw your significant other on the fire to keep it from spreading. Did I already say that? No, I didn't.
Every man for himself, huh, Chameleon?
Well, that's right. That's no. But, I mean, you have to in that situation. Okay. I got it.
What?
Kick dirt on and around the fire. That's how you kind of put it out.
Well, that's really close, but no.
All right. I give up.
Yeah, you're not going to guess. I'll just tell you. One, pour water on the fire. Two, remove all oxygen from the flame. I don't know how you would do that, though, but... Three, dump baking soda, lots of it, on the fire. Grease fire.
It's mainly a grease fire to do that, but yeah.
Grab a rock. Number four, grab a rock or stick and create a fire line, which is a strip of land from which, like, all brush and debris have been cleared to rob a wildfire of its fuel.
Wow, that would be smart.
Firefighters. They also use hot shots and smoke jumpers to clear a large path in a big circle around the fire so the blaze is contained in a ring of dirt.
Yeah. Well, okay, if you don't have all the right equipment, then rub your lady's hair in a circle around the fire, and that will keep it contained until you find help. I think that's how. No?
Run like hell?
Yes.
Screaming,
run like hell.
Okay.
Scream, I didn't start the fire, I swear.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if someone's hair caught fire because of, like, hair products and all that?
Well, yeah. Quick little story. We do have a guest, actually, coming in a short while. So just wanted to kind of give my experience real quick. But basically, I was a young teen playing around with some, you know, friends of mine. And we were at my house a long time ago. Basically, he had a can of hairspray and a lighter, and he was just going around chasing me and,
oh my gosh,
with the flame and just igniting me. So my dog,
and you're so happy about
it was fun at the time until he burned my back as I was jumping over, you know, those dog gates that you have to jump over or climb over sometimes.
Oh man,
this was blocking our path. I had to jump over that, and then he got me right at the moment. So he scorched my back. My dog was biting me. I was just running for my life. It was good times.
That sounds fun.
Isn't that crazy?
A little bit. Real quickly. Strange theory.
You got another one on you, huh?
I got another one.
Oh my god.
All right, you guys. Whoa. That was strange.
That was weird.
Well, on a side note, you remember last week when I mentioned about my strange theory on the Venezuela president attack, that president drone attack?
Yes, I remember
that. Now on KTLA, I noticed a few days later, if not like the next day, when they were recapping on the story, they showed Venezuela attack ?
Oh, really?
Isn't that funny? Someone's listening out there.
Yeah.
That's right. I got the inside scoop, man. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Now, okay, this week's strange theory kind of goes with, anyways, this was my theory midweek. I was thinking, with all these fires going around and the reporters interviewing these neighbors, right, that have been affected by the fires and their homes are in danger of getting destroyed, I thought to myself, how do they not know that it's one of them? Well, I got my answer.
Yeah.
Okay. So apparently the holy fire in Lake Elsinore was started by one of the residents that on scene TV, because it's a stringing company. They're the ones that get to an accident site when the news studios are asleep. Then they get to the scene, film, and sell the footage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now they were on site and interviewed this guy. Unbeknownst to them, he was the culprit.
What?
Yeah. Anyways, it's out there. And they are featured along with RMG News and Loud Labs, who is my favorite on Shot in the Dark. It's a docuseries on Netflix. There is no known season two. Season one rocks, you guys. You to see it. You love it,
right?
I
checked it out. Yeah, definitely. I actually was captivated for sure.
It's really good.
Yeah. Well, without any further ado, our next guest is Adam Carolla's long-lost Mexican son.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. So if you ever think certain songs will flop, then you haven't heard of Upmost Hip Hop. Give it up for my man who sits on his hands, which I really don't understand. Help me, strange, pronounce his last name. Adrian
Pereira.
Pereira. Yeah.
What's up?
All right. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Good to be here. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead and say, my name is Adam Carolla.
My name is Adam Carolla.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
All right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your vodcast?
Yeah. So it's a YouTube channel right now. Me and my partner, Tristan, we do it, Utmost Hip Hop. Basically, I've been listening to hip hop music for a long time. I'm a little older, so I got like that old school, most of the stuff I listen to is like 90s, 80s. Mm-hmm. He's a lot younger, so he'll listen to like the new stuff. So we have two completely different points of views. So it's basically like a debate thing. Like we'll review an album or a song, but he'll put like his point of view and then I'll put my point of view and we kind of like debate it.
So it's basically like
a battle.
Yeah.
Like an old married couple.
Like an old
just bickering at each other.
Exactly.
Now his name's Tristan, right?
Tristan, yeah.
Tristan.
Now, he's too good to be here, right?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Yeah, he couldn't be here.
Yeah, he's probably out and about drinking martinis with Snoop Dogg right now.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Probably. Amongst other things. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. He wanted to be here, but yeah, he
No, that's fine.
Yeah, no worries.
So how did you come up with the name Upmost Hip Hop?
We had like a whole bunch of names. I don't know how
run through them a little bit with us. Some of the ideas.
As long as they're
we got to keep this PG as well. Yeah,
no, I don't remember all the names that we came up with, but we wanted something that was like, obviously hip hop because that's the genre we focus on, but not just reviews, not just debates, but kind of like everything news, culture, interviews. If there's new artists that are coming out, like up and coming artists that nobody knows about. So we wanted something like all encompassing. So Upmost, like everything. That's just,
okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
And it was a name that wasn't used by anyone else. So.
All right. Now.
And that's important.
We are pretty ignorant when it comes to hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
going to. Speak for yourself, Strange.
All right.
Born and raised. In, Oxnard, California. So I'm all about the hip hop over there, you know?
Okay. And there's a lot of hip hop over there?
Yeah.
There's been a few artists come out of there. Oxnard, Ventura area.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one big, but yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Not yet.
Not
one
yet.
Important.
They're still underground. No one knows of them, but they will, resurrect.
Emerge from
the ground.
Well, we have a clip.
We have a clip? We have a clip.
In that, you know.
Well, before I get to the clip, it's basically to just summarize. That sums up the type of show you represent.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right, here we go.
That obviously correlates right to this song right here. So it's, he lived it. Everything he says here. And you can tell that he lived it. You can see with the emotion he says it in the song, you can see with everything he says that this is something that's really important to him, and that's something he's trying to portray to the audience that is represented by this one guy in prison.
Yeah, I mean, I see that, but it's just not...
You just got just wrecked right there.
I did not.
You might as well just leave.
There's
no reason to live. I'll do the rest of the podcast myself. Or
yeah, no, I didn't. I did not.
Regardless
of everything you say, okay, yeah, it's a good song. I think my point is very valid when I say he's still predictable. The storyline is still predictable. It feels like something I've heard before.
The other guy's part where he's like, oh, it's kill or be killed. You know, this is his only family that he has. You know, he only has his mother. The other, you know, his dad left him. All that good stuff.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
All that important good stuff from childhood.
Oh, yeah. You want to elaborate a little bit more on that? Or
I think that was when we were reviewing Fora, the rapper, who is he's underground. Not a lot of people know about him. Mm. It's more of a favorite with Tristan. He's kind of like what I would consider like an emo rapper because he's all like emotional in his feelings.
Oh, an emo rapper.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that particular song was trying to remember which one that was. I think it was when he's talking about coming up with a friend and like how I think someone got shot and like a lot of his friends are like were in gangs or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah, but it's...
Jeez.
I'm not really a huge fan, and he's like more of a big fan of Fora, so it's kind of like us debating on that.
Okay, and it's Fora?
Fora, Phora, yeah, Fora.
Nice.
Now, he's new, like you said, right?
Yeah, I think he's out of L.A. somewhere, yeah.
Okay.
New rapper.
Right. Not out of prison. He's out of L.A.
Out of L.A.
prison?
Yeah. No. No.
Oh, okay, okay.
Twin Towers.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Well, do you have some time to hang out with us?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we'll play a little game. It's all in relation to, Upmost Hip Hop. So I was thinking we can play a game. I basically came across, I believe it's a kazoo. I found it here in the studio. And I thought maybe we can play a game called Guess Who Kazoo.
Guess Who Kazoo.
If you guess who kazoo, you'll win this kazoo.
Nice.
Yeah, so basically I got this kazoo, and you guys can play along as well. I don't know what the number is here.
Chameleon? Just real quick, you remind me of like those girls that always say like all the time.
Oh,
like.
My God.
But instead,
like.
Instead, it's like. Basically.
Basically, except I switch it up instead of like with the basically you're saying. All right, I get it. Well, basically, this kazoo, and I'm going to be playing some songs. And you guys can play along as well.
Oh,
call
great.
Us in. And if you guys, you can win a prize. I got a lot of prizes to give away. All right. So basically, play some songs. Let's get started here.
Let's get started.
Tell me what this song is.
Get in the zone.
Gotta get in the zone here.
I know this song.
All right.
I have no idea.
So, any ideas of what that song is?
I have a theory.
Okay, break it down.
Slim Shady.
Oh. Slim Shady.
Okay, I think, yeah.
That's correct.
Now, by the way, Adrian, Eminem is like the only rapper I'm really familiar with.
Okay, yeah, he's a popular one.
He's a popular.
I think everybody knows.
Everybody knows that guy.
All right, I thought that I would get some brownie points for it.
Yeah, no, he's well known.
He's well known. Yeah,
that doesn't count.
No, yeah, that doesn't count.
My kids
strange.
Listen to Eminem.
Right, they were born and they learned about him in the womb.
I don't think children should be listening to
Eminem.
Yeah.
That's like borderline child abuse. Man.
There's some
social services. No. Yeah. All right. Second song. Here we go. Tell me what you think this one is.
Okay. Boop, boop, boop. You gotta Inhale.
Oh, I know. I know what it is.
What do you think? What do you think?
I'm not sure.
I know what it is.
You know what do you think?
Yeah, it's Will Smith.
Oh!
Men in Black.
Oh!
Is that what it is?
That's right.
Which is also an old song. Yeah. From the movie.
Yeah. He usually kind of does that. Like every movie he makes, he'll make a song out of it. That's his like thing.
That he's really good at it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But so you were familiar with this one?
I was familiar. Yeah, that's from a movie, but it's also a remake of a old song that's "Send Me the Forget Me Nots" or something like that. Yeah.
What?
"Forgive Me Nots." It's "Forget Me Nots." Yeah. "Forget Me Nots." Yeah.
It's a real old. It's like a song from the 70s.
Yeah.
Or 80s.
"Send Me the Forget Me Nots."
Something "Forget Me Nots."
Yeah, I think it's just called "Forget Me Nots."
Forget
Me Nots.
See, because now I'm thinking dreads, like knots.
I got Alzheimer. I can't remember.
Forget Me
Nots. Or something like that.
Yeah. "Forget Me Nots" is, isn't it like a card or something? A "Forget Me Not"?
I have no idea.
Like "You Love Me, Love Me Not."
Oh.
Type of thing.
Yeah. Like a "Get Well" card or "Green" card. "Forget Me Not."
"Forget Me."
This is before my time.
Apparently. Yeah.
All right. Last song. Oh, no. We got two more, but we'll speed it up here. Basically, here we go. I know you just love it. You love it, don't you?
I hate that.
All right. This is right up your alley. Adrian, this one's for you.
I know this one.
I don't know it.
You gotta know.
Upside, inside out, living la vida loca.
You think that's that one?
I really believe it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Ricky Martin.
Okay, you may be. Correct,
Ricky Martin.
That's all hip hop right there, right?
That's hardcore hip hop. Yeah.
No, this is the right one. This is the right one for you. All right.
Okay, that was for me. It just got mixed up.
Okay. That's
What do you think that is?
That's Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
Oh,
what
wow.
song?
My name is
My name is.
What's my name?
What's Snoop my name?
Yeah, that's what it is.
You practically. What's my name?
That was just identical. That was identical.
That was easy. Easy peasy.
Well, thank you for playing. Guess Who Kazoo.
Thank you, Adrian.
You win a prize.
Yeah.
You win this water bottle right here.
Oh, nice. Actually, the dude outside gave me this before I walked in.
No, that's cool.
You can go ahead and take these funky sunglasses. All right.
Pick out whatever you want. Sorry, callers, you missed out, but you'll check us out next time.
And my very own kazoo here, huh?
You only get one. I got to give that back. Actually. No, I'm just kidding.
Take this one.
All right, we are out of time.
Oh, that's sad.
I know.
Well, thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show, and special thanks to Adrian Pereira. I said that right? Pereira.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Perfect.
I was actually teaching him how to pronounce it.
On the way over here.
Yeah. Well, for the past like 3 days, actually.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And check out their vodcast. I'm going to say vodcast because it's essentially really a podcast in the video, but it's a vodcast called Utmost Hip Hop. Check them out on YouTube. And remember, if you ever feel like Shaka Khan running away from these fires like it's a marathon, jam on!
Have a strange night and have strange dreams. And that is the biggest summer
waste of my time ever.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.